Good afternoon. I'm Amanda Grant. I'm joined today in the studio by the most positive influence in my life, my mom. Her name is Wendy Grant, and about 2 years ago, she was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. Her diagnosis came about 1 week after I had embarked on a 2-month backpacking tour of Europe, and so much of her early dealings with the disease were done without my knowledge. Today, I'm going to ask her some very personal questions about that time. So, Mom, if you could tell me what the process was like leading to your diagnosis. There was some mix-up or some omission that occurred.
About a year before I was diagnosed, I did feel a lump in my breast, and I immediately went to a clinic and had a mammogram done. But unfortunately, when I called to get the results for the mammogram, I was told by the person at the clinic that unless I heard from them, everything would be fine. And it wasn't.
So before they actually said to you what it was, did you imagine that it was cancer?
Well, I'll admit that many times in that year before I was diagnosed, I mentioned to people that, as the doctor told me, she thought it was ropey tissue, that if it was ropey tissue, I didn't understand how people could find lumps then, because it felt like a lump to me.
They did tell you then, after some time, that it was breast cancer, and it was in fact stage 3, which is quite serious. Did at that time you identify yourself as a sick person?
Yes, I went to a surgeon. The clinic sent me to a surgeon, and he looked at my mammogram results, and he told me that he thought it was cancer. That was the 26th of October, and on the 31st, not so very long after, I was in the hospital having a mastectomy. And unfortunately, those were the worst days in my entire life, simply because it's terrifying to think that you're going to die. And you have to come to terms with it or you can't move on.
At that time, you were recently widowed and you were a brand new grandmother. Allison was barely a month old. How did those factors affect that feeling of death?
Well, they, I think, helped me really to get to move past, to accept the fact that I might die. I realized that, really, I had a wonderful childhood, I had a husband who loved me, and I had children who were doing just great and would do whether I was there or not.
And you did maintain an incredibly positive outlook, not just in that time, but throughout the whole treatment. Where do you think you drew that strength from?
I don't know if it's strength. I think it's just every day you're faced with a challenge, and sometimes it's easy and sometimes it isn't. And overall, I must admit that I thought I was a wimp, but realized that on a day-to-day basis, whether it was a day of chemo or a day 3 days after chemo, I really didn't feel ill or stressed. I seem to have gotten through quite nicely.
You did incredibly well, and I say that because you had kept me in the dark. Until that point, I had no idea what was happening, and so when I did come home and you had already begun chemo, I couldn't believe that it was you that was ill because you looked so fantastic to me. So at what point during, in light of all this that you've said, that these struggles and these feelings, which take you to a very dark place, at what point did you decide not to tell me that this was happening to you? And did you ever waver on that decision?
Well, you had just started your vacation in Europe, and I certainly wasn't going to jeopardize your trip. There was really nothing you could do, and so I decided not to tell you. Although I did waver once when I found out I was having a mastectomy. I just wondered that perhaps you should know in case something were to happen. But other than that, I was good.
And then when I did come through the door, I saw the cards everywhere and the well wishes and the bouquets of flowers with little white cards still attached. I knew that something had happened and I said, "Is it Grandma?" And you said, "No." And I said, "Is it Bubba, our cat?" And you said, "No, it's me." And I just couldn't understand how it was you because you were still alive. When you finally got to tell me what it was that had happened, was it a great relief to you?
Of course it was a great relief. Then I knew I had one more person on my side.
Oh, Mummy. Well, thank you for coming in here today to share this with me and with our listeners. I do appreciate it, and I hope your spirit is contagious to those who need a boost. I'm Amanda Grant. Thank you for lending me your ears.